Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He looks like he's kind of just zoning out right now.
Remember, you know what I used to remember about baseball and when it was baseball season?
What's that?
Jim Leland sitting in the dugout with his pregame press conference.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to some of the reporters. They said that Skip talks at 1 today.
Okay.
So we'll
there's two people with red dresses on.
So we'll see some action. We'll see some action.
That's why I asked.
A little bit later.
I didn't see her before.
I didn't see her. I don't know who you
are. Right.
Let's get into some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
All right, the Panthers are on the ice tonight, Leroy. They are taking on the New York Islanders.
Tough stretch.
New York Islanders tonight for your Cats. 7 o'clock puck drop. You can hear that game right here tonight on 560 WQAM. As the Cats definitely struggled a little bit lately. They've had a couple of tough matchups with the Bruins.
A little banged up.
And the Rangers.
Is everybody back?
They are getting bodies back. They got Barkey back last game. But it has been a tough stretch.
And even now, with their tough stretches, they're not really getting blown out.
No, they're not getting blown out. Right. They're not getting blown up. Two notes from George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. Best Panthers reporter out there. We're going to give it to David Dwork because that's our guy.
David Dwork.
Nobody's been doing longer than George Richards covering the Cats. Anthony Stolarz in goal tonight. Stoli.
The goalie.
And also, George reports, Aaron Ekblad returns tonight after 7 straight missed games, which has coincided with the Cats' struggles. So hopefully happen. Ekblad!
So when we were talking to David Dwork, right? Yeah. A lot of the stuff that he was talking about is like some of their struggles are with these guys who specialize in those areas, like either penalty kills or power plays or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they've been struggling, and that's why it looks the way it does. So hopefully when everybody coming back, you know. We watching Tyler Hero work out?
Just a picture. Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. We'll give you some more news here brought to us by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Nobody loves asking questions during a liner more than you.
I mean, don't show me pictures, then.
I'm telling you. My favorite thing is the weather. Can I get a weather report from the Mesmerville?
You sure can.
Okay, but let me say who it's brought to us by first. Anyway, yes, that is Tyler Hero. Intangibles. Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson, both on the practice court. Anthony Chang tweets a picture out.
I don't know. He better not say that he had a good workout today.
I don't know.
I haven't seen him move.
I don't know.
Oh, and it's a still picture. So
it's a still picture. Maybe somebody else will send some video out of this. Hold on. Our boy Wes Goldberg puts a little bit of Tyler Hero doing some individual work, as you can see him. So
that's just one. That's not individual workout. That's a one.
Yeah, but the media they don't get to see practice. Like you get to come in there and you'll get to see like a shootout or something like that. Like the most action I've ever seen at practice is like Jimmy versus.
He's not even jumping, so he's not that close.
Is he? It doesn't even look like he's wearing basketball sneakers.
No, he might look like he's wearing running shoes, right?
Yeah.
He's not jumping, and he's avoiding jumping at all costs, right?
Yeah. Okay. And we'll hear a little bit. I'm sure we'll get a little bit more info when Spo talks. I don't think Tyler Hero is going to speak, but maybe. I'm sure the media asks, but typically if you're injured, you don't have to talk, or they don't have to let you talk. It's not never happened.
But. There's no way. No chance.
He might talk to somebody on the side. Like, he might talk to Ira or Anthony, like, just be like, hey, what's your deal?
I got you.
They reported yesterday, Ira, this is from the Sun Sentinel, Tyler Hero had a vigorous workout on Wednesday while the rest of the team was off, but the reality remains that after taking a plate. Taking a PRP injection for medial tendonitis in his right foot on March 15th.
Platelet replacement therapy.
Yeah. Well, it's rich plasma. That's what it stands for. Huh? It's platelet-rich plasma. That's PRP.
So take the plasma out, enrich it, and put it back in.
Say again?
They take the platelets out, they enrich them, and they put them back in.
Okay.
Oh, very sweet of you to put it back in.
So he had that injection on March 15th. The plan, according to a source familiar with the approach, was a week off, followed by a two-week ramp up. Such a timetable would make late next week the earliest time frame for a return. So it kind of, but this is the thing with Tyler.
Still not jumping.
Here's the thing with Tyler, though, tweeting out. I get that you want to put out there that, because maybe you think Shams made it sound like you were done for the season, but that's not what he said.
That's not what he said.
All he said
and
was.
He's not close.
He said was, the big worry is Tyler Hero because we don't really know. And we still. I don't think really
know. We know at a minimum it's 3 weeks.
So, like, if you're Tyler and you're tweeting that out, like, I get the frustration. We've seen this with him, with the trade rumors and all that stuff. But when you put that out there, I feel like you're almost putting more pressure on yourself, are you not? Because now people, like, now you better be out and playing.
You can't, but here's the deal. We're to the point now where if you're healthy, you're healthy. If you're not, you're not. And there's nothing you can do about that. You can talk all the trash you want. You can get mad at whoever you want. But the fact remains, you'll return when you're healthy. As simple as that. Are you frustrated? Of course he's frustrated. I would understand him being frustrated when he's looking at himself going, again? Right? So I get it. But somebody saying, we don't know when Tyler Hero is going to come back. Don't get mad because neither do you. You don't know when you're returning. So, and keep in mind, what makes this even more unique is when you ask for an update, this is the update. The update is I don't have any updates right now.
Yeah, we'll get quotes, I'm sure, from Eric Spoelstra probably within the hour, I'd imagine, is when. Cause once
I know he's not ahead of schedule.
No.
Remember that one? They've never said that.
No.
They've never said he's working hard.
Spo's favorite thing is progressing. That's what he likes to say.
Progressing.
He's progressing.
At a snail's pace.
We have the opening day lineup. Would you like to hear it, Leroy?
Okay. Now we can tell us if we can make the bets.
All right. Marcos, you ready for Chili Peppers?
Yes. Yeah. You guys saw my previous one I submitted. I'm ready for
it. Tim Anderson's batting seventh.
Okay. All right. So
perfect.
Leading off for your Miami Marlins. No surprise here. Luis Arraez.
Oh, I need two hits from him. You think
playing
he's
second
two
base,
hits?
Batting second, at first base, the lefty, Josh. Ring a ding ding, ring that bell.
Two people who make Love contact.
It. Love it.
Who very rarely strike out.
Then batting third, the designated hitter leading the Marlins in ribbies last year, and I'm not talking barbecue. Brian De La.
Why you do that to me?
You know, because sometimes when he hits the home run, you know, you got the bell.
Ding ding ding.
No. But when De La Cruz hits the home run, you play the cruise ship horn.
I was talking about
ribs. That's good game ops.
Little ribbies.
Yeah.
Hungry?
Yeah.
Batting cleanup, the sweetest music you'll hear. This side of the stadium, a little jazz flute. Jazz Chisholm Jr., who will patrol center field.
Like that.
And then if you are hungry last time, Leroy, for the ribbies, you might want yourself
a burger.
A nice, juicy Jake Burger. And playing third base, batting fifth. Batting sixth in right field, Jesus Sanchez. There's no holiness in his swing.
Okay, what? This guy is really...
What?
What the hell are we even talking about?
Oh, man.
Minus one.
Dude.
Yeah.
You pick Jesus jokes on the week of Easter?
Is that a problem?
Look at you.
Slide over, dude.
One may say they're making a comeback.
Hey, I had nothing to do with it.
Thin line.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Oof, I got nervous.
What?
I just saw a Heat press release that just says Heat radio updates. I was like, uh-oh. It's just for Spanish language. They switch in the flagship for that.
Whoa.
Which I think they did last year, too. I think they switch over to Mix 98.3.
Oh, they're not on 790 The Cat?
No, they are not. They're not a part of our cluster. But shout out to Jose Pineda, La Voz.
La Voz.
I see some weird things going on this Hard Rock.
We used to have him on all the time. Me and Eric Reed.
He's a great dude.
Yeah,
he great is. Calls too. Where were we?
Sixth. Hitting seventh.
Hitting seventh. Don't call it a comeback.
Hmm?
I don't have to thank you for this one. He's got a very generic name. Tim Anderson.
Wasn't he the black dude that was in WKNRP in Cincinnati or something like that?
Tim Anderson?
He's an actor.
Who?
Tim Anderson.
Hmm.
Wow. I think so. You've seen him.
It's an oddly specific reference.
Yeah.
Then you got.
So he's basically the second, either the second leadoff, right? Or he's going to be in a position to clean up if, like, coming out of a second inning if they go 1-2-3. I don't know how to explain
sure,
it.
Sure, dude.
Usually the seventh batter is the second leadoff guy, right?
Just because we got to wrap this up. Nick Gordon's batting eighth, playing left. He doesn't believe in the moon. And he doesn't believe in the moon.
Okay.
I didn't stutter.
Okay.
And Nick Fortes is catching today behind, and he is batting ninth. Jesus Luzardo on the bump. That is your Marlins opening day starting lineup against the Buccos.
Jesus Luzardo looks 12.
He does have a baby face.
Yeah.
Tell you what, they took a lot of players off this this app. A lot of the
really?
Bets that I placed previously, including Tim Anderson home run. And now they only have, like you just mentioned, Nick Fortes. So I was like, who the hell is Nick Fortes?
He's our catcher.
Yeah, now I know.
Well, they got two catchers. They got him and Betancourt, who they brought in this year. But, you know, a lot of times a starter will go with who he wants. I mean, your opening day starter, he likes Fortes. He's going to go with Fortes.
Well, currently they only have Josh Bell, Fortes, and Luis Arraez are the only three Marlins you can bet on. Very strange.
We'll take a quick break. A little bit strange news happening. We'll keep an eye out for updates from Heat practice. But some strange news happening with A-Rod and the Timberwolves. Apparently, A-Rod doesn't get the Timberwolves anymore. We'll tell you about that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
15 minutes.
Pop, pop. 15 minutes of heat here for you, 560 WQAM. Tell you guys up until 2 here on the program. I got something to tell you, Leroy. I got some, if you, I know your kid's a little older, but if you have a little hooper out there, right? They want to learn the game the right way. No place better than the Miami Heat and their Junior Heat Summer Camps, which are going on from June 17th through August 17th. Boys and girls ages 7 to 16 can sharpen their game at either Slam Miami or Cooper City High School. Campers will participate in a variety of competitions, fundamental drills, and games. If you guys want more info on how to sign up your ballers, go to heat.com/junior heat. Speaking of the senior heat, I guess just the heat. Eric Spoelstra is just spoken at practice about Tyler Hero, and he used the term Tyler Hero is in that, quote, next phase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is better than no phase?
But he said there's still no timeline.
Of course not.
Right, yeah.
How can you say he's in the next phase? He's walking?
He said it was encouraging to have him on the wood today. I'm not making that up. That's what he said. That's what he said.
Show us.
Well, I can't show you.
No, it was
a video from Wes Goldberg's Twitter account, but I retweeted it. You guys can go see it on Twitter. I don't want to take Wes's stuff, even though I know he wouldn't mind.
Okay, so either way, though, he's still going to rejoin the team, you know, let's say the earliest possible date. What, like 5 games left in the season?
All right, so like, look at it. Their next games, he's not playing tonight, or not playing tomorrow. He's not going to play Sunday against the Wizards. Not going to play Tuesday against the Knicks. Maybe.
No.
Thursday against the Sixers?
Maybe. Nah.
That is if the two-week window, the two-week process has started.
The two-week process has started.
Okay.
The 2 week, because he got the injection on the 15th. So 2 weeks from that would be Friday.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So then an extra week.
So go week. So don't go this Sunday, the Sunday after the Masters, but that following week. What's the first game after the 7th? The 6th, the 7th.
All right. Schedule. So the Miami 8, they got 10 games left. First game after the 7th is at Atlanta.
April 9th.
He's not going to join on a road game. So April 10th against the Mavs, 3 games left.
There you go.
Okay. So, I mean, Shams wasn't like.
No, he wasn't.
No, we know he wasn't.
Which is why, like, Tyler putting that tweet out there was a little bit weird. It's like, I get it. You're frustrated. You're not doing anything. And you don't want it to be known that you're not coming back. He's trying to come back. He's trying. And so that's why that's out there. But no, Shams didn't say anything.
He didn't do anything to say anything negative about his injury other than unsure.
The only thing that he could say that, like, Tyler Hero maybe got a little – well, I mean, he was commenting on a tweet, so I don't know if you saw the video clip. But Shams referred to it as the big worry is. And I would agree. It is the big worry because Kevin Love sounds like he's coming back soon. Duncan Robinson – like you said, seems like things are moving in the right direction. We just didn't know with Tyler Hero. We still, as Eric Spoelstra said, there's no timeline. They don't really know. They said it's encouraging.
Right.
But I think, yeah, so Leroy is making the point, like, if you give him to the 2 weeks, which is the reevaluation period, you give him an entire week plus to rehab, he's not going to join them on a 3-game road trip. Maybe he'll travel with them, but I think
and maybe get some more work.
Maybe, yeah. I think that will be a determination. So if we get to Thursday and then they fly out Friday, that he's on the trip, that might be encouraging. Maybe he'll play that. But if not, then I would say the final 3 games are at home, Mavericks, and then 2 against the Toronto Raptors, who may be tanking to keep their pick. What?
Nobody tanks against the Heat.
What does that mean?
Just what I said.
What does it mean nobody tanks against the Heat?
Not even the Raptors? What if
Detroit didn't tank?
You never know, man. The Raptors center could potentially have the under that day.
They didn't lose to Detroit. They just almost lost to Detroit.
Okay.
They lost to the Wizards.
Wizards. The Wizards didn't tank.
Rough.
We gotta make good on that coming up Sunday.
All right. Hey, don't lose.
Oh.
Don't lose to the Wizards again.
Listen, this is a don't lose. Next two are don't yes. lose. Portland, yeah. Washington, don't lose.
Don't lose, dude.
Don't lose. Like, no. I'll be fine because, you know, I carry these things in a measured way. I'm very mature like that. But don't lose to the Blazers and don't lose to the Wizards.
What?
Don't
Did you lose. Notice how we had to look at you, right?
I'm not looking at you guys. I'm trying to keep avoiding eye contact. I'm looking at our audience.
Why? Because you don't want to be called a liar to your face?
I'm not a liar.
What do you call
it? You ain't a truther.
I would say I would consider myself more of a truther than a liar.
No cap.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
You want me to say it in my sexy voice?
Go ahead.
Golf's oldest league is coming back to Miami from Friday, April 5th to Sunday, April 7th. And now's your chance to be there. Catch live golf at Doral's Blue Monster and see John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, and Dustin Johnson take on one of the world's most fearsome golf courses with live DJs in a euphoric headline concert.
Who is it?
Akon. I got to do I'm locked up, but I don't want to be locked up. Tickets are selling fast, so grab yours now at livegolf.com. That's livgolf.com.
That's probably your best one yet.
Yeah, no, thanks, Lash Ketchum.
You know what's amazing? Like, Wham, right? This song came out, right? Heartthrob. Yeah. Everybody loved them. The women were throwing panties at them. Mm-hmm. Wasn't into them.
Yeah.
Someone
Apparently
says
your
that
sexy
was a
voice sounds hungry.
Yeah, it did.
It is.
He's in that
let
mode.
Me tell you what. Let me tell you what happened to us.
He's in that mode.
So J-Fig at the break, she goes, damn, I smell popcorn.
Smells buttery.
I said, let's go investigate. So we walk in there, and they have brownies and cookies. Mm-hmm. But they're on the other side of the glass, so I tried to work a just a little snack or something, right? So then, right, we start leaving. This lady's on the phone with a ginormous bag of popcorn.
In a garbage bag.
In a garbage bag.
Yeah, that's how they make it.
No, I know, but like.
Still tastes good.
I couldn't even ask her.
We cannot tell you that because we couldn't.
It's right behind that door. I saw the entire bags. They already filled up.
Oh, the popcorn maker.
No, the popcorn. Like she's starting to fill all the bags for the media.
Oh, so you just go get a bag?
Yeah,
that's not part of the $13.
No, we don't get the bag. We get the little containers. We did it last year.
I've been more of an ask for forgiveness type of guy here today.
No, you've been that way all the time. That's how it cost me $600 to fix somebody's side view mirror.
That's
because we were playing Fruit
Ninja.
That's
not fair. You wanted to play Fruit Ninja.
I was the only one hitting fruit.
You were the Gary Sheffield of Fruit Ninja.
Wait. So, Marco, so you have to understand, us playing Fruit Ninja, how it started, right, was this dude thought, we were watching some guy chop a watermelon on another guy's stomach with a knife, like a machete.
Yep.
And so Tobin's like, you can do that with wood. It's a doll. I said, not to cut through watermelon. So that's how it started. That was the whole, like, we were going back and forth with that. So one time at lunch, he says, oh, I'm going to make it out of a wooden router and just chop right through it. All of a sudden, he has, like, he really had a samurai sword that Lynn said, absolutely not. Right?
Big mistake. That was a mistake, to be honest.
So we made our own. First, we used wood. Then we took a metal ruler and put tape around it. So now we're chopping watermelons. Then we start throwing fruit. So Fruit Ninja, right? Doing real live Fruit Ninja, but the tape was slipping. So I hit a piece of fruit.
It wasn't tape. We were using a bandana.
Bandana. Even worse. No sticky stuff on the other side.
Safety.
So you don't even remember the other studio.
Yeah, right next to the Pleasure Emporium.
Yeah. So we're in the back by the loading dock, right? So all of a sudden, I hit a fruit. So now I'm fired up, and I'm waving that thing. Wah! Right? Throws a piece of fruit. Whoop! The bandana slips. The metal goes hurling. Could have hit anybody. Somebody parked their car in the loading dock, and it just broke the side view mirror.
Yeah, bad that you had to pay $600 to fix Jennifer Cody's card. But good that you didn't decapitate anybody.
Right. No, dude, it went like crazy. And so Beast goes, let's just make a run for it. I'm like, we recorded it.
be honest, where is he running?
There's also cameras.
Cameras?
Those cameras didn't work.
What are you kidding me?
There were suggestions.
There was cameras.
The building barely worked, and you say a camera's going to work?
I would see the cameras.
No.
No. No chance.
Trust me. And if they were, they
were. And
just,
if they did, they have to fill out a ticket
really
to get the video.
It wasn't
a
loading dock.
They
weren't recording. It was on the other side, you know. But.
It was, huh? Oh, the camera's on the other
side. The camera was on the other side.
By
the
way, yeah, because you know, periodically, we'd have an email saying, be careful of suspicious character outside the gate.
I told you, there was cameras.
By the way,
he's jumping.
Some more video of Tyler Hero.
He's barely jumping.
Yeah, he's doing a jump
shot. And he's still limping. He's still limping.
You're saying that's a limp?
That's a limp.
That's just not
swag. Watch.
Are you sure that's just not swag?
Could be swag.
Tyler Hero's not pimping his walk.
You sure?
You never know.
Dude.
If anybody on that team is going to pimp their walk, it's Tyler Hero.
No, it's not.
Who? Who else?
It's not Tyler Hero.
Ron Rothstein.
Oh, Ron.
Could you imagine Ron Rothstein with a cane, a three-piece suit, and a top hat just coming into work?
Actually, I can.
So, wait. What is he hurt from? His arm?
Yuri?
Yeah.
Yeah, his elbow was a little sore. He was dealing with blisters, and then, like, he had a fingernail. Like, you know they have fake fingernails now? That's, like, a new thing.
What?
Yeah, fake fingernails. Like, so if your fingernail, like, rips or you're having an issue with it, you can put a fake one on. But apparently he was having an issue with that. And then after that, his elbow was sore.
Because you know what they put on blisters, right?
Super glue, yeah.
Yeah.
Super glue. Or if you want to prevent it.
And that's the same thing they put on in your brain to stop bleeding.
I'm saying that, dude. That was a rumor that you're spreading.
What?
It's not a rumor that I'm spreading.
What?
That's what the barehanded hitters will do. They're hand pierced.
You accuse the entire Alou family of
everybody knows.
Wait.
So there's nothing worse than talking to. Listen. Look, I love doing the show with you. But damn, you make it uncomfortable sometimes. So here's how it goes. We're talking. We're having this great conversation about where the guy is from, how he got here, how great his story is, going back and forth. There's hey, you're a hand peer? That's how he just like, there's no nice way to bring it up.
That was Justin Bohr. He denied being a hand peer. But, you know, listen, this Justin Bohr is a family man now. I didn't want to dig too deep in the past. Let's not forget that Christian Yelich.
You asked Jake Berger.
No, Jake Berger's
no. Who?
I asked Justin Bohr.
Justin Bohr. No. You asked somebody this year.
No. Yeah, Justin Bohr. It was last year. It wasn't this year.
Last year.
Timeline.
That's true. Oh, she got you.
Why?
You got you on that one.
Wow.
Timeline.
But everybody, you know, you can't be part of the Alou family tree if you weren't a hand peer. Like, you'd be a disgrace to the family if you didn't pee on your hands.
I got you.
Felipe. The OG.
Wow.
The first-hand peer in the Alou tree. Hmm.
Who's a better family? Was it Melinda, the catchers?
The Molina brothers?
Molina brothers or the Alou's?
Hmm. Probably the Molinas.
Yeah?
Yadier played a long time.
Yeah.
Ah.
And he wasn't even the
Benji,
first one.
Benji won a championship with the Angels. And Jose, he was kind of like the Cooper Manning.
Okay.
Wow.
Poor Coop.
That's terrible.
Still
dude.
Made the show, though. Still made the show.
That's terrible. Why?
What?
You're just mean to people.
I'm not being mean.
Wow. Yes, you are.
If Leroy's defending, you may be a little mean.
Yeah.
But also, like, you know, Oyster Burns back in the day. I think like, you probably learned about like the peeing back in the 1910s.
For sure. Absolutely.
I mean, but them old guys didn't have blisters. And I tell you why. Because they weren't throwing hard enough. Did you ever watch old baseball the way they wound up?
Well, also. Like, but also.
Who threw the heat in the 1920s?
But also, you got to imagine Oyster Burns had calluses because it worked on the docks in the offseason.
No, oh, but I'm saying, who threw heat?
His side job.
Who threw heat in those days?
I don't know.
Cy Young. I don't know. I've heard his name.
Because Babe Ruth was a pitcher.
You want to ask Tommy Hutton?
Ooh, who's throwing
should
heat?
Should we ask Tommy?
Then?
Who threw heat?
Hey, Tommy, who threw heat back in the day?
Mm.
He goes like, well, what's back in the day? Like,
I mean, so for me growing up, it was Nolan Ryan. Because Nolan Ryan would, I mean, all he threw was through fastballs, but nobody could touch him. He was the only guy throwing over 100. Mm.
Gibson? Wasn't Gibson known to throw really far, really
Gibson
hard?
Gibson threw heat, but not like Nolan Ryan. And Nolan Ryan pitched forever, too.
Yeah. He thinks the pitch count is soft. Remember last year when I was trying to get Tommy to make Yuri pitch and he was really mad at me?
And I said, Tommy, that's why you. That's now you know why we quibble. Makes no damn sense.
Now I don't want him to pay.
He gets irritated. Like Tommy, you would irritate Tommy. You think I get mad? You irritate the hell out of him.
No, that's not true. I wouldn't.
That is, no,
I wouldn't
goodness.
Irritate Tommy. That's not true.
Are you kidding me?
I have a respect for Tommy Hutton.
Mm. Wow, dude, that hurt.
No. You and I are friends, but like
wow,
Tommy dude. Hutton, I mean, the voice of my childhood.
What? Whoa. Mm. Hey, Fly, if you're going to have some of my lemonade, go get me some popcorn.
I thought he was looking at something downstairs.
No.
Someone say Fly?
Yeah.
Hungry?
Oh, no.
What? Sorry. You guys talking about how no one throws heat or no one threw heat back then. Have you guys seen this new trend of millennials who are attempting to expose older sports such as...
Like what?
Like there's this popular TikTok Instagram page called...
Are they millennials or these Gen Zers?
Millennials
are like in their late 30s now.
I know. It kind of seems like it's my people. That's why I said millennials because I kind of feel the same way. But there's this Instagram page called We Done With The 90s that essentially goes back to old 90s basketball clips and exposes just how horrible their offense and defense was and just how much the game changed.
I mean, if you ever watch Magic Johnson dribble, it looked like he couldn't dribble.
Yeah,
or if you look at the 70s,
watch out. There you go.
70s, like 70s, like yeah.
Yeah, like Kyrie Irving probably is averaging 70 in the 80s.
Yeah, because the ball handling skills now, everybody on the court has to have some ball handling skills. It's not just the point guards.
Like Cole Swider would beat Larry Bird in the shootout.
See, like
what?
These are the things that people are saying nowadays, which is like.
But the one thing that's consistent, though, is shooting. Larry Bird would have been a great shooter today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of skill sets that guys had back then, right? So, for example, Charles Barkley was the equivalent to, in New Orleans.
Zion.
Yeah, but Zion's
same body type or whatever.
Way better.
It's funny that Charles Barkley talks about him being overweight and not taking care of his body. Please go look at a picture of old Chuck.
But Chuck didn't miss games like him.
No. Chuck. But nobody did. Nobody missed games like that. Nobody was on this plan that we invest a lot of money in you, we going to sit you. Nobody was on that plan. Nobody was on resting back on back-to-backs. Back then, you played all 82.
How many has Jokic played this year?
Jokic plays all of them.
Does Jokic miss any games?
No.
I know like they rested him a little bit last
because
year.
Because all
they
got to do is
–
because he got to walk – just walk down.
I play games with horse.
He's missed two games. And, I mean, they come far.
So he's going to play the whole season.
Essentially,
basically.
Yeah. That's crazy.
He got to get the MVP just for that.
He's played 69 games this season.
Right? Wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Meanwhile, speaking of the NBA, did you see this? A-Rod. A-Rod's no longer buying the Timberwolves.
No longer buying
them? What happened with that, dude?
Apparently, he ran out of deadline to buy the controlling shares of it, and the Timberwolves owner said, takesies backsies. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm keeping the Timberwolves. So they put out a press release today, and apparently, I guess A-Rod remains a minority owner, but he doesn't get to get the controlling stake, so he's not the real Timberwolves owner anymore.
You know what it is?
He couldn't get the money.
That explains it, dude. That absolutely
he couldn't raise the money.
Yeah, I think somebody pulled out.
Yeah.
But he's trying to get this before. He had an extension. They already gave him an extension for that, but that's pretty embarrassing because, like, wasn't he, like, getting interviewed for a Timberwolves game this year? Like, remember ESPN? There was a whole thing where we were like, well, A-Rod.
Yeah.
Went on vacation. We were all a little stunned how he was looking on ESPN. Thank you, J-Fig, for our viewing audience. And now he doesn't get the
He can get all that sun. You can't get no sun, J-Fig.
You know what? I'm not Dominican.
Wow.
That's what I said, dude. You're last catching today.
Shots fired, dude.
I'm out here just trying to do my job, and you got to throw little things at me.
Oh. Mm. Oh, you over here kiki-ki when they get on me.
Oh, kiki.
Huh? Kiki-ki-ki-ki.
But you're, like, shaming me.
I'm not. Mm. I'm shaming you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't get no sun.
Exactly.
Your lack of melanin.
Oh, I actually just got a statement from A-Rod.
Did you?
My bad.
Okay. A-Rod said, we are disappointed. Thought we were getting the team on the cheapskies.
Oh, perfect.
Exact quote.
Is that what he said?
No, he said, quote, we are disappointed with Glenn Taylor's public statement today. We have fulfilled our obligations, have all the necessary funding, and are fully committed to our closing of our purchase of the team as soon as the NBA completes its approval process. Glenn Taylor's statement is an unfortunate case of seller's remorse that this is short-sighted and disruptive to the team and the fans during a historic winning season.
Yeah, I'm seeing that same article, actually.
So he's saying the reason why... Hold on. Let's clarify. Correct me if I'm wrong. A-Rod's saying his ducks are in a row. He's just waiting for the approval from the Major League Baseball.
From NBA.
Right. NBA, sorry. And I would say if that was the case and everything was in place and they're waiting for the approval of the NBA, he might have a case. Because the process is slowed up. He was ready to go. And that's the NBA. It's not him.
Wow. A-Rod.
I would say he's saying that.
So you think that.
But he don't have the money because the NBA would let. The NBA would say something.
Yeah. Like, well, are they making it seem like Glenn Taylor's now asking for more money?
Or he's having buyer's remorse. That's what he said.
Seller's remorse.
Maybe he's trying to find a way out because he don't want to sell it. Or maybe he's getting more money. You never know. But if it was the case, and what we thought was the case after first seeing this, and it's A-Rod didn't have the resources or everything in place, if what he's saying is true, Major League Baseball might come in and say, no, no, it's on us.
NBA.
Why did I keep going? NBA. You think A-Rod would ever own a baseball team?
Oh, he tried to buy the Marlins.
That would be ironic, wouldn't it?
He tried to buy the Marlins.
A-Rod may not have enough, but now someone in contention to purchase the team, A. Rodrigo.
Take a break. Final hour of the show coming on up. Back after this.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.